Good morning, everyone. Talk this morning is based on Merging with Shiva, Chapter 6, Wisdom's Path, Lesson 39, The Power of Observation. Observation is the first faculty to appear in the awakening of the superconscious regions. Observation, when perceptively performed, is cultivated by abstinence from excessive talk. Talk dissipates the energies of the aura and of the vital body of man. A mystic generally does not talk very much, for his intuition works through reason, but does not use the processes of reason. Any intuitive breakthrough will be quite reasonable, but it does not use the processes of reason. Reason takes time. Superconsciousness acts in the now. All superconscious knowing comes in a flash, out of the nowhere. Intuition is more direct than reason and far more accurate. Therefore, the mystic does not ask many questions or enter into lengthy conversations. Ponder over this and apply it to yourself. Take this into yourself and feel it is for you. Do not feel it is being shared with you to simply know more about the mind and its processes. Apply it to yourself, for you are on the spiritual path toward merger with Shiva. Begin to feel that observation is one of your finest faculties, one that you most cherish. It is the first faculty of the awakening of your superconscious. Mentally say to yourself many times, I have good observation. Therefore, I am superconscious. This will help you to program your subconscious to accept the fact that, yes, you are a superconscious being, not a temporal being that is only on this planet a short span of years and then disappears forever. Remember, your powers of observation are cultivated by abstinence from excessive talk. That is all you have to do to begin with. Be more silent and observing, not wasting or dissipating this most vital power. Some people on the spiritual path cannot wait to talk about their meditations even before they come out of them. They really should stop doing this. It lessens their vital energies and proves to perceptive people that they are not superconscious beings. I looked up the Schum word for observation, and it relates first to glance, view, or glimpse. Li'im, glance, view, or glimpse, to look out through the two physical eyes into the two and three-dimensional world. Then we get the observation. Ji li'im, being attentive at all times, practicing observation, the first soul quality. So that's our Schum word, Ji Li'im. A related idea to observation when perceptively performed is cultivated by abstinence from excessive talk. Gurudeva doesn't develop this in that particular lesson, but develops it elsewhere. Second way of cultivating observation is by abstinence from excessive thinking. Gurudeva develops this idea in the first of the 54 Mambashum. Oh, he starts talking about Chemuif. Chemuif is a six-dimensional monogram through which we find the spiritual practice that should be performed constantly throughout our life. Chemuif clearly names the state one is in when looking at the exterior world and simultaneously into the sub-second, second, and third worlds as deeply as one can, depending on his sadhana well performed. Then there's a parenthetical definition. The sub-second world is the part of the second world that borders the first world. The Mahadevas of the third world are in a state of chemo-weave during the intensity of a puja. When the screen of the sub-second world is stretched tight and they can look into the first world. It's an important idea, the puja. During the puja, the screen becomes tight and therefore you can see through it. The individual is in a state of chemo-weave who, with eyes open, reminisces just having had a vision of a deva in the second world or a mahadeva in the third world. This state of seeing inwardly and externally simultaneously is one which this particular six-dimensional monogram names. It is difficult to remain in a state of chemo-weave for long periods of time if nymph has become externalized into insomph, indoph, or indomp states, which we don't have time to explain this morning. Nimrah Nimling and Si Kam Chacha. Nimrah Nimling, a portrait of the fourth dimension, a realm within the sub-second world, is a most important experience to understand. Nimrah Nimling is an experience directly related to chemo-weave. While looking within, looking back into the head with the eyes slightly opened, in a state of chemo-weave, we see pictures within the mind. The light that lights these pictures, making them visible, is Nimrah Nimling. Looking into the sub-second world, into the fourth dimension of the mind, is an experience that everyone has often throughout their day. Any form of thought from those aspects of the first world of desires and fantasies promoted by the individual personality creates pictures in the mind in this fourth dimension. These pictures are clearly seen, illuminated by the light called Nimrah Nimling. The pictures themselves are called Sikam Chacha, which is also a fourth dimensional sub-second world portrait. Our desires and fantasies take their expression through Sikam Chacha U, Nimrah Nimling. The portrait U, when used between two portraits, such as Sikam Chacha and Nimrah Nimling, binds them together, or shows that they are interrelating one with another, creating a single concept. Thus we have Si Kam Chacha, mental images flowing through the field of Nimrah Nimling, the light. Nimrah Nimling is not a mystical experience. It is an area quite natural to all persons in all states of consciousness, as is Si Kam Chacha. Okay, now we're getting to the point, the next one. Balikana is the name of the light without Sikam Chacha, images. When awareness is steadied through the control of prana by means of the cross-breathing pranayama, in one nostril and out the other, the currents in the body of the first world, the astral body of the second world, as well as the mental body become so harmonized, so steadied that Balikana can be seen. When you have succeeded in removing all Sikam Chacha and are seeing nothing but a moon-like glow where the mental pictures, Sikam Chacha, used to be, this is called Balikana. Balikana is another name for the same light of the mind seen while experiencing the state of chemo-weave when Sikam Chacha mental pictures are not present. Nimrah Nimling names the same light when Sikam Chacha is present. The portrait, Milinaka, names the same light Balikana experienced over a long period of time. The state of Kaif can easily be attained through first obtaining Balikana, then prolonging it to Milinaka. Then awareness will naturally be aware of itself as you sit in the concentrated bliss of Kaif. I stuck in the definition of Milinaka, which is Balikana sustained over a long period of time. When Balikana is seen as a natural state all through the day, you are in a state of Milinaka. You may be wondering exactly how you would function through the day without thinking in a state of milinaka. Many things are done through the day without thinking about them. You ingest, digest your food. You perform various duties through habit once they have been well learned. When driving an automobile, you have to think to learn how to drive it. Later, it becomes automatic to you. In fact, for Sikham Chacha, mental pictures to come unbidden across Nimra Niling is a disease. It is like an itch that always needs scratching. The more you scratch, the more it itches. One should only create Sikham Chacha when there is a definite subject matter one chooses to think about. Sikham Chacha Unimra Niling is not the natural inner state of man. So all of that is Gurudeva's way of explaining for a mystic, we don't want to always be thinking. Thinking is something we should turn on and off, just like a computer. Computers are a useful tool if you use it only when you need to use it to do something. But if you're kind of stuck in it all day, exploring this and that at random, then it's ramifying the mind. Whereas as a tool, it can help you do things more efficiently. So we turn it on, we do something, and then we turn it off. Likewise, we want to look at our thinking process as the same thing. There's no reason to have it turned on if we don't need it to analyze something. Otherwise, we keep it turned off and through a state of chemuif, looking within and without simultaneously, we see the natural light of the mind, which in Shum is called Balikana. Thank you very much.